I've been working on a long shot, but I think I can get Jimmy into the Atlantic Hotel in Miami.
That's impossible. No Negro singer has ever gotten into Miami before.
Oh, Marty, I'm so close. I've been talking to the manager, Bob Klinger, and he said that he'd tell me something today. But we got to change his act a little, his image, his music. He needs a style
that will go down better with the white audience?
That will put him where he should be, making the kind of money he should be making, in clubs like the Atlantic in Miami.
Oh, you really are drifting out there, chump. Not even you could get Sammy Davis Jr. in there. That place is so white, they don't even let our boys park the cars.
Okay, he's on the pop charts now. He's hot. We can do it for him. We can get him in. We can just...
We gotta do nothing. He's mine. So back off, Curtis. Back off. You wanna change the world? Do it with your girls.
I will, baby, I will. I got big plans for them.
Hey, Curtis. Come on, man. Laurel's birthday party already started.
Okay, Cece, I'll be there in a minute. Hey, Dina. You look nice. I mean, your dress, it really looks nice.
Thank you.
Curtis, I'm ready.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. I gotta call Miami.
Curtis, you've been calling Miami for the last month.
I'm gonna get you into Miami, even if I have to buy our own hotel. Well, operator? This is Mr. Taylor, room 1730. Could you get Mr. Bob Klinger at the Atlantic Hotel, Miami, please?
Oh, Curtis, you are so gorgeously determined. You've got such determination in your eyes. Did I ever tell you how much I like your eyes?
Oh, Mr. Klinger, yes. I'm Curtis Taylor, Jr., James Early's manager.
Manager?
When we spoke last week regarding the Christmas slot, you weren't really sure about Victor Moan's availability, and you said you'd tell me something today.